Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
I come. Yes, I am, though tossed about. With many a conflict, many a doubt. Fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive. Welcome, pardon, cleanse, relief. Because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. I come.
How's everybody? All right. Wow. See everybody here? Wow. Boy, the bridge is full tonight, Jed. Whoa. All right. That's good. Out of all the places I get to go, you know, just to be able to just come and hang out at the bridge, that's always a blessing. Always a blessing. Always a blessing. Always a blessing. I want to read this piece here a little bit before we get started here. What does this say? Sometimes I feel so lonely. I just don't know what to do. Everyone seems to be too busy, or they have too many other things to do with other people, and I'm always left all alone. What does God expect me to do about this? I mean, in my old life, at least I always had people around me. Does God really have a cure for all this? And if so, what would it be? If I can hear that text, amen. Amen. I was reading this text here from Isaiah. And I don't know about you, but this really got me. Got me. Because, see, loneliness is a lot of things. It's an emotion, a feeling. We experience loneliness as a feeling, an emotion. It's a mental thing that we can experience as loneliness. But one thing I want you to understand, and we got to understand together tonight, is that loneliness is also a spirit. There's a spirit of loneliness. And it's contrary to the will of God. It's contrary to the ways of God, because our God is love. And love is all about relationship. In fact, the Bible tells us that God so loved the world that God gave, sent his son Jesus so that we would know and be able to be in relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Our God is all about relationship and making those connections. And so loneliness, that spirit of loneliness that is contrary to the will of God, is always about trying to put forth this lie that we are alone. The truth of God, the promise of God, is that God will never leave us. And so loneliness, that spirit of loneliness, is always trying to make God a lie. But that spirit of loneliness has no power. All it has is tricks, deception, a lie. And so that spirit of loneliness is always trying to whisper into us another kind of reality, and it's not true. So I was reading this from Isaiah. And God says, but now this is what the Lord says. This is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob. He who formed you, Israel. We need to know right away that Jacob and Israel really are the same person who experienced God in different ways. Jacob in his young life felt like he had to steal from everything and everybody, including his brother, in order to get somewhere. In order to be somebody. He's always trying to trick somebody out of something. So he really had no depth of relationship until one night he found himself wrestling with the presence of God. And when he realized he was wrestling with the presence of God in his life, and the angel of God, that presence of God said, let me go. Dawn is, the sun is coming up. Let me go. And he said, I won't let you go until you bless me. Don't you know, beloved, when you get a hold of something that you know is good, when we get a hold of something that's filling those empty places in us, we want to hold on to it. We want more of it. Amen? Amen? Amen. So he who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel. This is God's way of saying, I know you and I know all about you. And I still love you. Now, I don't know about you, but that's good news for me. Huh? And so God says, do not fear. Because again, the spirit of loneliness, it really is that spirit of fear. It's kin to that spirit of fear that wants to keep us shut down and shut up. Out of that spirit of fear, I won't stick out my hand and say, hey, how you doing? What's your name?
Tyrone,
my name is Albert. Good to meet you. See, we done messed up loneliness already just by making a connection. But that spirit of fear will keep us from connecting with one another. You know, the spirit of fear. Sometimes spirit of fear will masquerade like cool. You know, cool. I ain't said nothing. Just, I ain't talking to you. Just, I ain't sticking out my hand to make no connection. Just, but when we break that spirit of fear, when we break the bondage of that spirit of fear, then we'll step out. We'll even reach out. How you doing? What's going on? I'm Albert. What's your name?
My name's John.
Good to meet you, bro. You from around here?
Yes, I am.
All right, bro. Good. I'll see you around the way. We'll talk a little bit more later. We're going to eat later.
Yeah, I'm real hungry.
I know that's right. Hey, hey, yeah. God says, the Lord our God, who is the God of love, says, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. That word redeemed means I've given you your value back. I've given you your value back, because the enemy spirit is always wanting to steal from us. That's why sometimes we don't trust relationships. That's why sometimes we won't be the first one to say, hey, hello, good morning, what's up, how you feeling? We won't be the first one because we're afraid that one that we reach out to or we extend ourselves, that one that we open up to might take something from us. It becomes an opportunity for us to be in the stolen ground. Lord God says, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you. That means, come here. Come here. My Uncle Eddie was like 6'8", you know, just big brother. I mean, big dude, you know. And for all of us little ones, you know, in the house, he would, every now and then, he would say, come here, let me tell you something. You know, I mean, summon you. He'd call you. Come here. Come here, let me tell you something. This is God saying, come here, let me tell you something. I have summoned you by name. God knows each one of us by name. Already, whether we've got relationship with God yet or not, whether we realize it yet or not, I've summoned you by name. You are mine. You are mine. There is nothing that breaks up a spirit of loneliness like belonging. And the truth of the matter is, that's what all of us as human beings are hungry for. Belonging. But you know, I had some old, I was going to say friends. There's some folks I knew a long time ago, you know, that really weren't my friends at all. You know, they was introducing me to Jim and Jack and Johnny and them. I'm just saying, you know. You know, and they was always lying to me, you know, like, you know, I was most sociable after I hung out with Jim, Jack, and Johnny and them. you know. But that was just a mask. That was just a mask. You know, that was that liquid courage, you know, to get over the fear of taking the risk of just reaching out and being myself. You know, that one that God created, you know. None of us in a relationship with God have to lie about who we are. And if you got to lie about who you are, then that one that you're lying to probably ain't going to be a friend no how, you know. And the truth of the matter is, when I'm lying about who I am, then I'm always worried about getting found out. That when you really find out who I am, you ain't going to like me no how. See? And that doesn't allow a relationship to go deep. But the Lord our God is about deep relationships. This is what the Lord says. So the Lord says, when you pass through the waters, somebody say waters. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. Come on. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. Flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. And God says, I'll make all kind of sacrifice for you. Now, here's the thing, beloved. I believe that when we can get to a point and a place, because sometimes in the hands of God, that experience of loneliness is just a season of change. Real quick. Remember in elementary school, they were telling us about the caterpillars, right? Every caterpillar has to go through a season where it goes into a, yeah, you know, you was in class too, right? Yeah, and you go into that cocoon, right? And that caterpillar is in that cocoon all by itself. And no other caterpillar can decide for this caterpillar when it's my season to come out of that cocoon. And so I believe that sometimes in the hands of God, when we turn that, and that's what this person here is doing, is turning that loneliness, that season of loneliness, over into the hands of God and asking, Lord, what do you want me to do? And just like that caterpillar is transformed and changed inside that cocoon all by itself, when it comes out, it's different. Beloved, when we in that place where we come to learn that God loves us just for who we are, and we don't have to be afraid of being rejected by others. We come out different, and we can come out strong, and we come out glad for being the person that God made us. Your season will change. You're going to change. You're going to stretch out. New butterfly. Look over at your neighbor and say, new butterfly.
New butterfly.
You're going to start being some friends. You're going to start seeing some friends. Some new relationships will come to the glory of God. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.